This is DW News, and these are our top stories. The Fridays for Future environmental movement says more than 1,500 events involving young people have been taking place from New York to New Delhi. Teenage activist Greta Thunberg was in Berlin calling for action to mitigate climate change ahead of German national elections on Sunday. Political parties in Germany are wrapping up their campaigns with mass rallies ahead of Sunday's general election. Latest polls still put the centre-left Social Democrats ahead of the centre-right Conservatives, but the gap is closing. Just 2 percentage points separate the two parties. A court in Canada has released Chinese executive Meng Wanzhou, ending a diplomatic spat between China and the US. Meng, the chief financial officer of Chinese telecoms giant Huawei, was arrested in Canada in 2018 and sought by US authorities for allegedly violating sanctions. Meng admitted wrongdoing in a deal with US prosecutors. This is DW News. You'll find more information on our website at dw.com.
Today was the last day of campaigning ahead of Sunday's national elections here in Germany. And the country's two biggest political parties are neck and neck. Now, last time, it took 5 months of haggling to install a new government. This time, the polls look even closer and no one wants to predict how long the horse trading will last. So what should we expect on election day and beyond? I'm Phil Gale in Berlin and this is The Day.
The next 4 years will be about setting our future course, so that at the end of the decade, the German people continue to live in prosperity, peace and have jobs.
It is up to us to continue this legacy. If we don't get things right, we will have wasted all that's been achieved in the past 16 years.
Our future course is now being decided. If we don't succeed, we might find in 4, 8 or 12 years that we can't get back on the right track because we took a wrong turn.
We cannot afford to wait any longer because the price will be too high and then we will never get a grip on the climate crisis.
Also on the day, the global agenda for a post-Merkel Germany. The German president tells the United Nations that withdrawing from the world is not an option.
At this time of political transition in my country, I would like to assure you that after the election, Germany remains aware of its international responsibilities and will shoulder them.
Welcome to The Day. Well, the rallies and televised debates are now over. Today, Germany's political parties wrapped up their campaigns for Sunday's general election. 60 million voters will decide who will hold the balance of power in Berlin and who will succeed Angela Merkel as Chancellor. If the polls are anything to go by, the race will be close. Here are the party leaders making their final pitches to undecided voters.
It's the final sprint for the finish line as Germany's political parties try to scoop up the support of any remaining undecided voters. Social Democrat candidate and leader in the polls, Olaf Scholz, told a crowd in Cologne he senses a mood for change across Germany. What people are saying is we need a new departure for Germany. We need a change of government and we want a government led by the SPD. In Munich, Chancellor Merkel turned out to lend her support for Christian Democrat leader Armin Laschet. His flagging poll numbers have seen a late resurgence, and as he addressed supporters from both parts of the Conservative bloc, he sounded confident of victory. Markus Söder and I, CDU and CSU, want to do everything in our power in the next few years to create a good Germany, a good Europe and a better world. And that's why we ask for your trust. And I ask for your confidence in being able to become the next federal chancellor of Germany.
The next Bundeskanzler der Bundesrepublik Deutschland werden zu können.
The Green Party's Annalena Baerbock has dropped back in the polls and now looks unlikely to become chancellor. At her final campaign event in Düsseldorf, she stressed her party's environmental focus, which could set the tone of any coalition government of which the Greens are a part. To the SPD and the Conservatives, we say the people are not stupid. Claiming to be a chancellor for the climate on election posters is not enough. We can no longer afford to do things by halves. We need a federal government working for the climate with all its might, all its heart and all its passion. The SPD continues its lead in the polls, followed by the CDU-CSU and then the Greens and the other parties. A good third of those surveyed are still not sure whether they want to vote at all, and if so, who for. That all means the shape of the coming government is anyone's guess. SPD and Conservatives might be able to form a two-party alliance, but a three-way coalition could be needed instead, if so, including the Greens.
Well, of course, DW correspondents were at all of those rallies, so here are their assessments. Starting with our chief political editor, Michaela Köfner, in Munich, where the Conservative Chancellor candidate Armin Laschet was trying to close a poll deficit.
He needs to turn this around. He needs at least 3 percentage points. That's what the polling is saying, although it's still within the error of margin there. And he did manage to stop a downward trend. He's holding together a government in Germany's most populous state of North Rhine-Westphalia by just a one-vote margin in parliament. He's been underestimated before, and that's exactly what he is banking on right now. And the final formula that the Conservatives have printed on posters here is, do you want stability or a shift to the left? That's very much what is echoing through these rooms, and they're trying to get that message across just 2 days ahead of that poll.
Olaf Scholz and his team are convinced that they've got a clearer plan ahead for the next decade. Now, Olaf Scholz, of course, was the first chancellor candidate to be nominated. He's been the chancellor candidate of the SPD for a year now. He started off on third place. Many people said that he was uncharismatic and he lacked certain skills needed for that job. But then his message was the same from the start. I am the one you can trust in crises. He's, of course, the finance minister, Angela Merkel's deputy, and he try to bring that message across. I have the biggest experience in politics and in governing positions, and this is why I'm the most suitable candidate. Now, whether or not that is true, we'll only find out on Sunday.
But what the Greens are now talking about is more trying to land a strong position in the next government rather than leading that future government. The Greens are hoping that the coalition government will have them as protagonists, as a central player, and in that sense they hope to try to be able to influence the policies of the next government. They claim that this is the only possibility for Germany to really change and to put forward a significant climate policy is to have the Greens in the government. This is quite a disappointment compared to the start of the campaign when polls saw the Greens for a certain time ahead as leading, and people thought Annalena Baerbock, the chancellor candidate for the Greens, could land the chancellery, but right now we're looking at third place.
So what's the process then once the votes are in and the counting starts? Let's discuss this with DW election analyst William Gloucroft, who's been looking at the figures. Welcome, William. Let's start with the polls, where we are now. What do they tell us about how well the parties have done?
Well, we just can't seem to get enough of all of these polls. It seems like every day there's a new one, but they all pretty much say the same thing. I think we can show one of the latest ones here that's come out just in the last day. You still have the SPD, the center-left Social Democrats, leading, albeit, as we heard from Michaela in that just a few seconds ago, within the margin of error. So maybe their lead is more, maybe it's less than what we're seeing. But that's still a huge comeback for the SPD that's been polling in the teens for, I think, 2 or 3 years. They've just been tanking, historically speaking. And then, of course, the CDU-CSU, the center-right bloc, this Angela Merkel's party, the ones that have been governing for almost the last 16 years, they're coming up in second place. The Greens having fallen to third. We should note, however, that the Greens, while that's disappointing for them and where they hope to have been, that's still twice their 2017 outcome in the elections in 2017. So it's still a success story if you look at it that way. And then you have the smaller parties like the Liberal Free Democrats, the ones in yellow, the left party, the Socialist Left Party in pink. And of course, the in blue, the far right AfD, we can pretty much put them to one side because no other party says they're going to work with the far right. It's really those two other small parties that could become very influential after the elections when it comes to horse trading and coalition negotiations, who's going to give up what to try to form a government.
Okay, so how would you rate the campaigns? What have been some of the standout moments that could perhaps sway voters?
I mean, we've all heard the things such as, you know, going all the way back to July in those devastating floods when Armin Laschet, the CDU-CSU chancellor candidate, was caught laughing in the background during a very solemn moment, very inopportune time for him to be caught on camera, cracking jokes with his colleagues. That made him look like he was out of touch with voters, which is a reputation he's had difficulty shaking for much of his recent political career. And on the Green side, you had things like mistakes that Annalena Baerbock had on her CV or inaccuracies, allegations of plagiarism, things that just, they're not really substantive, but they hit hard in a campaign. And this is the reality of politics. There's, of course, people out there who get paid to dig up dirt on you and to make you look bad. And it's on you to make sure that you are prepared for that. And the Greens just didn't seem to be prepared for that kind of dirty campaigning that came their way. Olaf Scholz, meanwhile, because he was counted out for so long, people weren't really giving him a lot of attention. And that helped him escape a lot of media scrutiny that he might have otherwise had. And a lot of the scandals that he's been involved in, things like the Wirecard fraud scandal, the cum-ex tax fraud scandal, and most recently a search of his finance ministry in relation to a money laundering allegation or probe. These are very complex issues that just don't seem to be sticking with in people's minds to affect his candidacy or how people see him very much.
Okay, so you've listed the three chancellor candidates there. I hope Germans will forgive me for saying this, but they don't really seem to go for what you might call charismatic candidates. There does seem to be much less look at me, look at me, look at me in this campaign than you'd see in the States, the UK, or indeed in France.
It is very sober politics. I mean, you can't overlook the fact that the last time Germany had a very charismatic leader, it took Germany to some very dark and destructive places for itself and all of Europe. And that's still, we can't make a direct connection, of course, all of these decades later to how German politics are now. But as a result of that, the Federal Republic of Germany that's existed since 1949, since the after World War II, has been intentionally set up to be a very serious, very sober, very consensus-based a political system in very much to guard against those kinds of excesses and to very much keep it on a straight and narrow democratic path. And Angela Merkel, fast forward all the way to our current time, Angela Merkel has made it very sexy to be uncharismatic. She's gotten a lot of praise for her very sober, very straightforward way of looking at things, very factual, very logical, very scientific based, giving her scientific background. And she's really set a tone for the political climate that we're in to try to mimic that. We've seen that in this campaign where both Olaf Scholz and Armin Laschet have both been trying to vie for to be the true heir of her legacy. Armin Laschet, of course, being from the same party, and Olaf Scholz having worked with Angela Merkel and having very much the same kind of technocratic tone as she has. And that's really been seems to have been scoring points with the German electorate to try to be more like Angela Merkel.
Okay, so talk us through in these last minutes. Talk us through what's likely to happen after the polls close on Sunday at what time?
Polls are going to close at 6 p.m. That's where we're going to be getting our first exit poll. These are unofficial numbers. Shortly thereafter, we're going to be getting our first projections. And as we go through the course of the night and the very early hours of Monday, we should be getting more and more firm numbers. Remember, postal ballots are going to be big this year, bigger than they've ever been, they think. So we might see not the most accurate results that we usually can expect right away. They might change a bit over the course of the night into the next day. But German results are fairly accurate and fairly fast. And we on DW, we're going to have lots of that coverage. We start live at 5 p.m. Berlin time with live special coverage. We're going to have those results for you at 6 p.m. If you like me, you can see more of me and many of my great colleagues who are going to be on DW giving you lots of coverage throughout that night and the days afterwards.
All right. Thank you for that. DW election analyst William Gloucroft.